it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of money, one of the lottery winning tickets was sold in Missouri.
Is it you?
No.
I have not checked my ticket. It is on my office desk at home.
Where did you buy it?
I don't remember.
You don't remember where you bought your ticket for Saturday?
I think I got it at Hy-Vee. I think the one in Mission, but I'm not entire. I don't remember.
Have you been to Mission? Is not in Missouri.
Okay. One of the tickets was sold in Texas.
Yeah.
And one was sold in Missouri.
But one $2 million ticket was sold in Kansas, as well as a string of $1 million tickets. We talked about this at dinner last night. I said, what if that thing is just sitting on my office desk and we don't even know we're bajillionaires?
Okay.
Would you tell people?
If I won $1 million or 2 million, or
are
you talking
about
the 1.7
billion? Well, these people are getting like 400 million after, because they split it two ways.
So
they're going to get like 200 and something.
Are you asking me if I had bought that ticket in Missouri, which I did not.
You did not.
I can't remember the last time I went over state line. Would I tell people? I wouldn't have to. I wouldn't be here. No offense.
You would go buy an island somewhere and just live out your days near the beach.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Oh, I would tell everybody.
Why?
Because I would not be able to keep that quiet.
But then people come out of the woodwork and they want you to take care of them.
I'm with the groom's father, Ted.
We're Uncle Ted's kids.
I'm your third cousin. You know, with that kind of money, everyone in your family would, quote, expect some sort of payout.
That's why you don't tell anybody.
Where do you draw the line? I mean, you would take care of your mother, Scott.
Clearly.
You would take care of your brother. You would pay off your brother's house.
My mom wouldn't need to be taken care of. She's done very well investment-wise.
But start going down the line.
All right, so I would take care of my brother.
But what does that mean? You'd buy his house so he didn't have a mortgage payment? Or would you kick him $1 million? You have $400 million. So, you know, how far down the list does that go? And is it 7 or 8? I'm asking for a friend.
So you're asking, would I take care of you and Sam?
Yes.
What about producers?
It's $400 million.
I understand.
But then you've got your neighbors. You've got Tasha. You've got your daughters.
I would definitely take care of the kids.
Of course.
We'd take care of my brother and his family. I might
not hear Dana's name.
You would have to cut it off. And I'm with you on this. You would have to draw a line.
I would throw you a bone.
Yeah, 100 grand.
Probably a little more than that.
5?
Probably.
Okay, good.
And then I'd drop Sam 5 honey.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're on your own.
Okay, that's fair. I would also drop you guys 5 honey.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks I did almost buy a ticket on Saturday.
You almost bought
Could
a ticket.
Could have been me.
Oh, yeah, I did go over when I went to the Toy and Miniature Museum. That's right.
Do you know what I read the other day? They were talking to these mathematicians about Powerball things. That because it is a truly random draw, people will say, well, I would never pick these numbers because those numbers would never hit. When in actuality, it is just as likely as any of the number combinations that the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6 would pop up. It is no more likely
or less likely. You're right.
Than any other number combination. So why is it when we go, do we think, well, I mean, I'm never going to pick 2 numbers in a row or 1 through 6. That would never hit. There's no rhyme or reason
you're right. You're right.
I will say that they released, and part of the reason why I was going to go get tickets on Saturday was because I had drawn up a varied concoction of numbers based on the release that they put out of the most drawn numbers in Powerball history.
You researched this?
No, they put the news story out on Saturday. Okay. I saw it on my phone. I drew up some numbers. I was ready to go. I never went to the gas station, so I didn't get it taken care of. However, I do know that 2 of the numbers that were drawn were on the list of the most drawn numbers.
So do you win, and I don't gamble, and I don't play the Powerball. Do you only win if you get the first 5 And then obviously you win if you get all six.
If you get the first five, you get $1 million.
What if you get three or two?
I think two is like
10 bucks.
It's like $2.
Okay.
If you get two in a Powerball, it might be 10. I'm not really sure how that works.
Yeah. From the text line, Scott would take care of the circle of six, and sadly, Dana's not in it.
No, I wormed my way in between like wife two and three. You swapped me out.
I have never been married three times.
You know what I mean.
And the second one doesn't count.
Damn.
Pretty sure I wormed my way right on in there at some point.
913.
Speaking of divorce, we have one.
Beg your pardon?
Coldplay. We'll bring it to you.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes, she has filed for divorce.
Just now?
Well, the woman in the video.
How come he didn't divorce her?
Great question. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.